We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
615 Championship Day here at WWL and throughout the area, really throughout the nation and wherever college football is followed. 77 for a high, 70% chance for showers this morning. You know, with all that nice, cool, clear weather we had, and, well, I guess it happens. What are you going to do? Games inside, at least. Mike Dettelier joins us now, WWL NFL and college football analyst. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tommy.
Nice story in the USA Today about Coach O and second chances and Natchitoches, NSU. A nice story about NSU, too, really, and Bobby Hebert and so forth. I would suggest people look for it.
Yeah, it's have some really great write-ups. Man, over the last few days, they've been all over on the bayou, and a lot of nice stories about Coach O. But he is a guy that things could have turned out differently.
Yep.
But he just had a certain determination it wasn't going to happen, that he was going to accomplish something, and life turned differently for him, and he's made the most of it.
To make a long story kind of short, this guy went from dropping out of LSU to digging ditches for a phone company.
Yeah.
Then Bobby Hebert called him up to NSU and said, no, you can play, you can play. That is not an actual recording. That's my impersonation.
But it's pretty close.
Well, and, you know, and then he went up there, right, and he played. He had a little bit of trouble at Northwestern with, you know, breaking up some furniture and so forth, maybe a bar fight or two. But talk about a tale of redemption. I mean, he straightened it up, quit drinking, and I don't mean to make it seem like Coach O was an alcoholic or anything. He was just a hellraiser, right? I mean, he was a big, young, strong guy, and he was just a hellraiser. But then he got it together, and I think you go from digging ditches in South Louisiana to coaching the team for a national championship. That's the stuff movies are made of.
Yeah, you know, his dad was a supervisor at Latelco, and, you know, once he left LSU, his deal was he ain't going to sit home, you're going to go to work.
And you ain't getting no office job either, right?
And, no, and so he was digging holes where you put telephone lines and holes and everything else. And he worked at a shrimp factory. I remember him telling me about that. Oh, yeah. You know, he had a number of other jobs, but, you know, it all worked out. I've never, in the 40-plus years knowing him, you know, I never heard him talk about playing pro ball. You know, mm-hmm. He was a highly recruited prep football player. He could have went anywhere. Bear Bryant wanted to meet him and try to recruit him to go to Alabama. And, you know, his dad, Mr. Vivey, he ain't coming on this property.
Seriously?
Going to LSU. Oh, serious.
And they call him Mr. Bebet?
Well, you know, I did.
I got you.
Because he was original Bebet.
Yeah.
So, you know, he basically put, a line in the sand. Now, think about it. This is late 70s. Bear Bryant, you know, he's football god.
Right.
And he said, you ain't coming on my property. And, Ed ended up at LSU and things didn't work out. And, you know, again, it started the journey for him. And to think that, you know, he coached under people like Jimmy Johnson and Pete Carroll and for Sean Payton, so he learned along the way different things in life on how to handle people better, because he was a hard-headed Cajun from the bayou.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking that he can do things quicker, better, faster than anybody else. And listen, I fight it too sometimes, not in that profession, but I fight it too that, you know, you got to delegate authority, mm-hmm. and you got to trust that people put in that other position will do their spot. And he did, and it's paid off for him tremendously here. Now he's got a shot to do what in February of 2017, he told a group of people, we had a Coach O night in La Rose, and he said, you know, There's a lot of naysayers. There are a lot of people that are against me, but I know you guys aren't. You know, you got my back, but I guarantee you, every fighting moment I got is to build this team to win a national championship. And it's going to come a lot quicker than people think. And sure enough, got a shot here.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. And look, we've talked X's and O's. Everybody has. But I know you are a close personal friend of his. And I'd just like to give people a little bit of background, get them to know Coach O better, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
All right, good. 620, bag in a flash. Time now, WWL traffic. 624, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettelier, LSU Monday here at WWL, about Coach O. So, Mike, a lot of people, I think, thought he went to NSU and didn't realize that he went to LSU at first. So he's recruited by Bear Bryant. Mr. Orgeron says, don't even come on a property. You might be able to walk on water, but you can't walk on my property, right?
Well, wouldn't even that. Don't even make the trip. Now, Bear Bryant was heavily recruiting in this area at that time. Sort of the end of the Charlie Mack era, and, you know, he had grabbed a couple of people from this area. But, you know, we all grew up, you know, sort of all listening. Now, can't say watching because TV was different back then, but, you know, grew up listening to LSU and, you know, occasionally going to games. And so he was going there, but he could have basically went anywhere in the country. I mean, every school, I think back at it, you know, in my over 50 years, he was probably one of the two or three most highly recruited recruits football-wise from the Lafourche Parish area. Mm-hmm. At that time, it's not even a question, the most highly recruited football player from Lafourche Parish.
So he goes to LSU, right?
Right.
And he's there for how long?
I'd say about 2.5 weeks. And,
what?
You know, he had never been a backup to anybody in his life as a player. Now, you quite understand that as a freshman, you got to earn your spot. He wasn't too happy about that, being a backup. You know, he was probably the fifth string center or whatever it is. And, you know, he clearly was a cut above. I mean, he was that good of a high school player. And entering the college ranks, he was that good. And he was a little homesick. So it kind of blended both of them together. He had never been a backup before in his life. He got a little homesick and decided, you know what, I got enough. And he left. He came back home. And, you know, Mr. Bay put him out working. And, man, he took some heat because he would tell me stories about, man, people were riding him about, oh, the big hotshot recruit, look what's happened to you. Look where you at now. And it didn't take long. You know, Bobby J., who's a year older, mm-hmm. Was at Northwestern, and Bobby had talked to Coach A.L. Williams, who was a head coach at Northwestern at the time. And A.L. was what? No, we take him right now. You know, they knew how good of a player he was. So, as Ed always jokingly says, I didn't even know where the hell Natchitoches, Louisiana was, but I was going there. And he took off and he went to Natchitoches and had a great college career there. Was outstanding football player. And tried out for the Memphis Showboat of the USFL. Didn't make it and decided, you know what? And I'd never heard him talk about playing professional ball. I knew he'd give it a shot, but he had always talked about coaching, and that's when he started his coaching run back at Northwestern.
Could he have made it in the pros, Mike? Was he good enough?
You know, I don't know. I always thought his mindset was to coach. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the professional stuff. He was a little undersized. Now he's a big guy, but he, you know, for the pros, a little bit different, sort of.
How big is he, Mike?
I think he's a little under 6'2". Okay. You know, and probably at that time, he was probably about 280 pounds. Mm-hmm. Now he's lost some weight, but man, when he goes recruit, he admits that sometimes, you know, he'll eat 13, 14 bowls of gumbo. You know, in a week, real quick. No, he can put some chow down now, brother. I'm telling you. But his weight sort of fluctuates a little bit during the recruiting time because he does eat quite a bit.
All right, we'll pick it up here when we come back. In all fairness to Coach O, Natchitoches, my kid graduated from NSU in Natchitoches. I've been driving up and down there for 4 years, Mike. I'm still not sure where it is. So it's easy to miss, believe me. Exit 138 for those of you that have never been there. That's right. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue. If you have any questions for Mike Dettelier about Coach O, we're kind of going back into his background and see what he's all about as he faces Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers tonight. Championship Monday here on WWL. Right now, we pause for WWL First News. And for that, we go to Dave Cohen. 6:45, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Gone a little bit up close and personal with my Coach O through Mike Dettelier, a close friend of his, WWL NFL college football analyst. We all know who Mike Dettelier is. So, Mike, when it comes to, you got this old saying about success happens when preparation meets opportunity, right?
Right.
I think a lot of people don't realize the pedigree that Coach O has when it comes to college football coaching.
Yeah, he's went through some a number of different coaches. Ralph Perry was a big influence on him. Ralph coached him at South Lafourche. Coach Perry's passed away, but learned a lot from Coach Perry and that toughness, and how to prepare started with him. And then he would always talk about Jimmy Johnson when he was at Miami. He left Arkansas to take a job. He was the assistant defensive line coach.
Wait, let me go back to Arkansas. His first college job was at Arkansas?
No. First college job was at Northwestern State. Then he went to McNeese. And then Bill Johnson, who has been with the Saints as a defensive line coach for many years and now coaches under Coach O, was at Arkansas, and he left, and he suggested they hire Coach Orgeron. So he went out there, and he was assistant defensive line coach.
Was that during the Steve Court days, Mike? Do you know?
No. Okay. This is afterwards.
Oh, after.
This is afterwards. So, Ed went there, and one of the funny stories there is the fact that they put him in charge of discipline, which still cracks me up today.
Coach O?
So if somebody got out of line, then what happened is you saw him at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock, and he would give you a little bit of discipline about you coming in late or whatever. And there was one guy that continuously broke curfew. His name was Steven. And he was a pretty good linebacker, special teams guy on that team. And, Ed was sort of new to Arkansas, so he would have him on this. I don't even know if they make this today. It's the long sleds, the 5 or 6 blocking sleds.
Yeah.
They do the individuals today. I don't know if they got the real long ones.
7-man sled, they used to call it.
Yeah, and so he got the nickname Hip Sled Ed. So, you out there at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, pushing him around as he stood on the sled. And finally, one of the coaches said, hey, coach, you know who that guy is? And he said, yeah, Steven. He said, yeah, but Steven Jones. And it was like, okay, Steven Jones. Oh, what does that mean to me? He says, you know who his dad is.
I'm guessing where this is going.
And he said, no, he says, that's Jerry Jones. Ed was like, well, who's Jerry Jones? Now, this was even before Jerry had bought the Cowboys. So, Ed was like, well, I don't know who he is. He continuously breaks curfew. And so, Steven gave him that nickname, Hip Sled Ed. And he found out real quickly who Jerry Jones was. But he would have Steve out there pushing that. And Steve gets a kick out of it today that, it didn't make him any difference. But he really didn't know. He really didn't know that it was Jerry's son.
Anybody never pushed one of them sleds, it's spring-loaded. Not just heavy, but spring-loaded.
Exactly. And that ain't easy. And listen, if you're not in good condition
at
4 o'clock in the morning, you will be.
Tell me about after Arkansas. Mike, he went to Miami?
He went to Miami, coached with Jimmy Johnson there.
Jimmy Johnson.
And so that was he would always talk about things Jimmy would say. Jimmy had certain ways of putting things and how Jimmy recruited and how Jimmy would motivate players. And listen, he had some talent there. You talk about Pat Riley, who was from New Orleans, was at Miami at that time. Warren Sapp was in the NFL Hall of Fame. And a guy by the name of Dwayne Johnson, who later became The Rock. But he never said nothing. I mean, his nickname at Miami was Duty. You know, he didn't say nothing. Duty. He was a tremendous athlete there. Hurt his back, I think, as a sophomore. Never quite was the same, but really was a good football player there from Miami. And from Miami, he had some issues off the field. And it ended up at Nickel State.
Coach O?
No, Coach O.
Yeah. Okay.
And then ended up at Syracuse with Paul Pasqualoni. And that sort of changed everything for him, the trajectory of his career. And he got a call one day. He come to Southern Cal. Paul Hackett was the head coach. And so he said, I loaded up the station wagon, me, Kelly, and the kids, and I left from New York and drove all the way to L.A. And Paul lasted a couple years there. They fired everybody but him. And Pete Carroll kept Coach O on the staff, gave him the job, defensive line coach, recruiting coordinator, and that started the run at USC with Pete Carroll, and Coach O was the recruiting coordinator, defensive line coach.
And we'll run out of time here real quick when we come back. Right, he was the interim coach at USC for a while, right? Head coach?
Yeah, that was later. That was later.
Okay, and then he goes to Mississippi, Ole Miss rather, and when we come back.
Ole Miss.
Huh?
He went to Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, yeah. All right, we'll pick it up when we come back. 6:51, Tommy Tucker talking to Mike Dettelier. Learning a lot about Coach O here on Championship Monday at WWL. Let's take a look at traffic. 6:56, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Just a couple of minutes left with Mike Dettelier. You talk about coaching experience, Coach O. Coaching under Jimmy Johnson, Pete Carroll, Sean Payton. And one thing I wanted to ask you, Mike, about the presence of, because this always made me wonder about John McKay. How did he and Coach O get hooked up? I would presume it would be USC. And why is he on the sideline at LSU games? And what role does he play in LSU football?
John Robinson. He took over for McKay when McKay left to go to the NFL.
Right.
He had great success with the Trojans. Ed knew him when he was there as an assistant coach, because John's almost legendary at USC into that. And then Coach Rob, actually his wife is from New Orleans.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so they were talking, and he tells me last spring, you know who I'm going to hire? I was like, no. He said, John Robinson. And I said, the former coach at USC? He said, yeah. And he explains to me he's going to come on as an analyst. But he said, you know, he's not going to deal with the players. He's going to deal with me. And so, in essence, he's sort of helping coach in certain situations, what he sees out on the field, maybe suggestion here and there, how you handle certain situations with players. And so he's been sort of a mentor to him.
Just the opposite. I hate to interrupt you, Mike, but that's just the opposite of how Coach O started. He started knowing everything, right? And now he brings in a guy.
He's learning from everybody.
Yeah, that's amazing. It really is.
And John's in his 80s. And so, he gives a lot of things. He may see something in practice. He'll come to him and say, you listen, a short yardage set, I think this would work or that would work. And also how to handle players is a different generation. So, yeah, he's learned a lot from Coach Robinson. And, man, everywhere John goes, people know him. I mean, you know, he's got that distinct look that you still remember 40, 50 years after he coached some of those teams at Southern Cal. So he's been a great addition to this staff. And he sort of knows how to whisper loudly in his ear. And that's part of it.
It's amazing, man. I'm telling you, you go from knowing everything and not wanting any
input
to hiring somebody to give you input.
Yeah, and so that goes to show the transformation in him as a coach. And there are so many different things when you're a head coach in college football today. My goodness. Because recruiting is full-time now.
Right.
It's 52 weeks out of the year. And also, you're the dad for all these athletes.
Yep.
And that's something that he stresses a lot.
Mike, I appreciate your time, man. I really do. I'm presuming you predict an LSU win tonight?
Yeah, I picked it 44-34. I think LSU wins in a high-scoring game.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time. Go
Thank
Tigers.
You, brother.
You bet. All right, Mike gave us a go Tigers there at the end. 6:59, when we come back, we're going to talk about the college football playoff itself and with the director of events and some of the things going on. Back in a flash, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.